Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Bruce Tolner, author of The Child's Game Plan, a sports agent whose clients have included Trent Edwards, Ken Dorsey, and other pros. Our topic, helping sports kids use sports to boost their creativity, self-esteem, and leadership skills. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Lisa. Great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. It looks like your book is really interesting. Now, I know that, let's talk a little bit about your book. It's not just about sports, but it looks like you use your experience as a sports agent and I assume as a father to create some chapters in this book.
Yes, actually about 7 years ago, my family and I were at Disneyland and my daughter was lost for about an hour. And I ran like a crazy man trying to find her, and finally we came together and hugs and tears with the whole family, and everything turned out fine. But later that night, I just shot out of bed, and it hit me. I got on the computer and started typing. I need to have a plan for my child if they get lost at Disneyland, for example, but also athletically, academically, spiritually, socially, all those different areas. I have a plan for my business, but not for my kids. So I started writing down all the different areas within those five critical components of the book and developed the game plan for my child, and now the game plan that's been developed in this book.
Ah, very interesting. Well, let's talk about sports. So sports is almost the first thing that you mentioned.
Yes, right off the bat with the CHILD, it's competition for the C, H for heart, I for intelligence, L for life force, and D for destiny.
Ah, interesting. Well, let's just stick with sports for today.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about how sports parents can help boost their kids' creativity. How does sports do that?
In a lot of different ways. There's so many different opportunities that come up. Parents need to be on the lookout for those opportunities. For example, one of our players tells a story in the book, Ken Dorsey, about wanting to be on the A team for his basketball team, but being on the B team, and that allowed for him to experience leadership in that role, and different creative opportunities came up for him in that environment that allowed him to improve in several different areas of his life.
That's interesting. And I think you mentioned in your book that the parents play a really important role in helping kids develop these skills. What do they do?
That can come up, again, it's keeping your eyes out and looking for those opportunities. For example, after a Little League game or a basketball game, it's seeing how the day went, how the day progressed and what happened, and always being encouraging, but taking those opportunities and sharing with them what you saw and what you learned, but in a very positive way, and then finding that right time for the constructive criticism in a way that they're accepting it and learning from it and growing from it.
And in terms of creativity, let's talk about sports. Can you give me an example of how sports helps kids improve their creativity?
I think it's different, for example, in a baseball game or a baseball practice, how you don't always know what's going to happen, and you got to be prepared for those different experiences and be able to create a way to make the play work. And you didn't always practice the way it's going to shake out in the game, so it's having that open mind to be able to think on the go and be okay with that and be comfortable with that and learn from that.
I absolutely agree with you. How can parents help kids develop that ability to think on their feet?
That's really through a combination of their own experiences, watching their children experiences and talking through them. And I think it's also pointing things out when you're watching ESPN highlights, different examples of things that come up and people making the most of those opportunities.
So you might say, hey, did you see that pitcher got hit in the head with the ball?
Right.
And rather than just freaking out, he got right back on his feet and used it to his advantage, something like that.
You're exactly right. Or if you remember a little while back when there's a perfect game going and a lot of people think the umpire missed the last call to make that a perfect game, both the pitcher handled that with such great integrity. Usually they're going off and going crazy, and the umpire handled it right, and it was a great opportunity to share how he handled it with my children, and the pitcher handled it right, where he got more credit for the way he handled it than the way he pitched the game.
Uh-huh, interesting. Now tell me, I'm just going to interrupt our little thing here for a minute. How has working with, as an agent, helped you come up with some of these ideas?
Really, it's been an incredible opportunity to not just work with some of the best professional athletes in the world, but meet some absolutely amazing parents. And seeing them and their unconditional love for their child throughout the whole process and caring for them as the whole person rather than just being successful in their sport. And being around them, I've been able to see in different circumstances how they communicate with their child when their child is cut from the team, when their child is injured and put on IR for the year, when their child is winning a Super Bowl, when their child is having teammate issues or coach issues. There's so many different things that come up, not only for a professional athlete, but even for a youth athlete, that the parents have great opportunities. It's really just being on the lookout. And when things are going great, enjoy the ride, but be ready to embrace the adversity, because that's when the most growth is going to happen for a child and even for an adult.
Well, I think what you said was, I can't remember the term that you used. It was something about being 100% supportive. What was the term you used?
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. And you can see it in these parents, too, when the child goes through, or the professional athlete, I see it at every level, when they're going through adversity, it's awesome to see the parents' unconditional love for their child be there, but also be strong enough to let them know if things aren't going in the right direction and communicate and work through it together and grow together, but not let those negative opportunities just pass without dealing with them. Sometimes unconditional love is tough. It's not all fun and everything's happy.
Right. Now let's move on to another topic, self-esteem. You talked about how sports can help with self-esteem. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. That's something where, and I even think that I have a great quote in the book from Kirk Morrison of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He says, I remember the quote, "My mom always encouraged me to be involved in a variety of things as a child that enabled me to experience mastery in some of the areas. The feeling of mastery that I experienced made me want to experience mastery in other areas of life." So fulfillment means that your child has first discovered what purpose or mission they want to fulfill, and then he has taken the successful steps to be fulfilled. So a parent's role is to first help their child discover what exactly it is that he or she wants to fulfill, and then help that child put a game plan together to make it happen.
Now, how does that affect their self-esteem?
It really just helps with when you master something, you can grow from it. So find maybe they're working on their free throws, and they've been horrible at it, but they all of a sudden they go from 2 out of 10 to 4 out of 10. They don't have to be the best on the team, but find growth in certain areas that they can see and be excited about, and all of a sudden their confidence goes up a little more in all areas of their life.
Ah, I see. Now, there was a third issue that you talked about, and that was leadership skills. Let's talk about leadership skills. Obviously, that's a big one in sports.
Yes. Incredible opportunities come up there, and there's a time and a place for that, and there's different ways to get it done. And again, it's at the youth level all the way to the professional athlete level. I see it where the best leader I see is the one that's leading by example. And a lot of times that starts with the parent. They lead by example, by eating right, by exercising, by doing all those things. But it's there's so many opportunities to show a child, again, whether you're watching ESPN or a different game, how, look at that guy. Look how he's leading by example. Look how he's communicating with his teammates. Look how he's dealing with that adversity. So there's opportunities, number one, as a parent, to be that great example. Number two, to point out other people that are great examples. And then number three, to encourage them in their particular situation. Hey, that young person's looking for direction. Encourage them. Pat them on the back. Be there for them. And all of a sudden, they build the confidence of, hey, I can help others. I can lead by example. I can communicate encouraging words to help other people be successful. And it's a great feeling.
To listen to the rest of this audio, visit kidssportspsychology.com.